yet. Mobile.
Sliding around in my recliner.
I'll do it.
In right now.
Here's TR and Bria.
Had your tacos yesterday, didn't you?
Tuesday. Please stop at the Big Clock on Whitehorse Road.
You know, that used to be, I don't know if you remember or not, it's been everything from barbecue places. The only thing that's ever made it has been a clock.
Here's the 10 years I've been doing this.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I guess in the early 2000s, somewhere along in there when they built that, it was everything. Man, all kind of restaurants trying it, and none of them could make it. Barbecue, I forgot all what all was in there. Until that clock, wherever they put a clock, somehow those things go.
I wish they put one up in Brevard. That'd be something decent to eat up there.
You've been on 123. You heard the story. They got two clocks right there side by side.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. Them brothers, they weren't getting along.
Over on Cedar Lane Road, the clock over there, it used to be the clock that was in Bavard. And then they raised the rent on the place where he was at and couldn't afford to be there anymore.
I guess I don't know how far those things go, but if they're just, you know, in our area or what, but, and there's Pete's, also got Pete's.
Pete's around the area.
Here, just a handful of years ago, they put it over there by the Walmart in Easley.
The Lowe's?
Yeah, Lowe's, that's where he has. Pete's number 6 is what it used to be. Yeah, you're right, Lowe's. I don't know why I said Walmart. I look at Lowe's like Walmart, because you can go there and you come out, you know, I hate going there. You might stick to something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Roger, that. It might stick to you.
Lowe's isn't quite as bad as Walmart, but I don't go into Walmart. I haven't been in a Walmart in years. It's been years since we went there, but you know, it was all the Mexicans were around the food, and they'd have like the oranges and stuff out in out in the middle, and they're all around there eating it, you know, while they're messing with it. Yeah, I say they're sitting around there eating the food like a buffet.
Yeah, but I see them in their hand.
Rugrats running around with food, and I've seen them, actually, it's been some years ago, but you just grab the milk and start drinking it.
Hey, morning, guys. You have to go live in Africa. Oh, that seems pretty small. Where all the cereal's got bugs in it, and too gross to explain. But nothing like living over there. I was like a dummy, got him a motorcycle, went to the warehouse to complain. He looked at me and said, Swati, like, you mind bugs? Like, what's wrong with you, man, you dumb American? I said, Kulungili, it's okay, buddy. So he thought, what's wrong with you not liking bugs?
Pay for him.
He took all the cereal out of the box, a ball whipped in, popped it, put it back. I said, no wonder you have bugs. He said, hey, I can stack it higher and do it this way. I said, hey, man, just forget it. Well, W4FCM, guys, carry on. I'll hear my son a little bit here.
I hadn't been on in a couple of weeks or so, but good morning to you. N4AZE.
And KO4HGX over here. And, dude, Fred, it's time for me to get out anyway. I'm at my first stop here. Get this thing opened up and get it ready to make some money today. Y'all have a good day, Fred. Hope you get to talk to Jonathan. And, dude, you and Miss Vicky, stay warm today. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, kind of you. Yeah, with this rain and stuff, I won't do much. I'll get the mail. That's about it. Be a bum. W4FCM sign. Thank you.
Well, maybe we'll catch you on later during the day or something. Be safe out there. and I'm going to get out of here, too. Fred, going to turn it over to you. You take control. Catch you later. N4, AZ.
Put my son on off, and he gets up soon. Yeah, I'm a little early. I get up too early some mornings, but I'm thank you guys. That'd be for FCM listening.